Thanks for joining us for the 21st. I'm Brian Moline. The TED Radio Hour has a new host. The show, which airs on these public radio stations each weekend, works with the producers of TED Talks to investigate the biggest questions of our time with the help of some of the world's greatest thinkers. Some of our listeners might be familiar with new host Manoush Zomorodi from her podcasts Note to Self and Zigzag. I spoke with Manoush Zomorodi ahead of her first episode as TED Radio Hour host, which airs this weekend. I'm curious, what really excites you about hosting the TED Radio Hour?
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking, because there's so much that excites me. But just to give you a little background, I've been in public media for a long time. I was at WNYC, your sister station in New York City. But I also have been sort of part of the TED family in that I gave a talk in 2017 and have sort of been part of that world. Actually, I was a guest on TED Radio Hour. And so now, to me, what's exciting on a personal note is this sort of converging of the two worlds that I've been living in over the last several years. This awesome show that I was a guest on and have listened to for years. And then, of course, the TED people who just are so great at identifying people who do indeed have ideas worth spreading. So to be right smack in the middle of those two things is extremely exciting. But what else is exciting is I think the listeners and me, I will certainly miss Guy Raz. He's an amazing host. He's awesome. But what I hope they hear is that really the show's not changing. We're still going to have amazing TED speakers on and take you behind the scenes and let you know about all the other things that those big thinkers are thinking about. It's still going to be a beautifully put together show and be awesome. But what will be different is me, and that's exciting. You know, I'm a middle-aged mom, first-generation American. I've been a journalist for a long time, but I'm sure that I'll bring a different perspective to the microphone, and hopefully that means that listeners will still love the show and get used to me, and then also we can grow the show to include people who maybe would not have listened. So there's so much, you know, in a world where it feels like every single day, yikes, so much news. This feels very exciting and a bit of a respite from the constant breaking news headlines. And I think that's what the show has always been for me, a place to sort of put context around all the stories that we hear all day, to stop for a minute and think about the bigger picture. And that's exciting to be part of bringing that to listeners.
I want to go back. You mentioned kind of the process of putting this together, you know, working with the folks at TED and folks at NPR to assemble this show. Talk a little bit about that process. How does that work? How do you put together an episode?
It's an amazing editorial partnership. And I have to say, like, you hear about editorial partnerships, and as a journalist, you think, oh my God, that must just be so, like, tense. And it's really not. This is a beautiful, beautiful partnership where you have the TED folks who, of course, curate the talks and really go and find the smartest people doing the most interesting research. And you're going to hear from those TED curators, as they're called. You're going to start hearing from them on the show, actually, which is exciting. And then you have the NPR team, who are the best in the biz, right? Who we do longer form interviews with the speakers. We really try and get to some of the things that they don't have time to talk about in a 14-minute TED Talk. And then to me, you know, I think of the scoring of the show as it's kind of its own character in the show. We have producers who are incredibly adept with music and mixing, and really, you may not even notice it, but that's why you get transported when you listen to the show, because of the incredible scoring that they do. They're magicians. So being able to work with those two teams is a privilege, a delight. I learn something new every single day, and I think, you know, the show's just, we're starting with a show called Reinvention. Sort of makes sense because we're kind of reinventing the show, but we're not getting rid of the things that are good about the show. We're just giving it a new spin, and that's me.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and I think we're all looking forward to that. You mentioned you've been in the podcast world for a while, first at WNYC with the show Note to Self. How did you get started at WNYC?
Yeah, so I was a foreign news producer and then correspondent for the BBC. And it's a weird story. One day I went out for lunch with the business editor at WNYC. This was in 2011 or 2012. And I said, you know, you really need to start covering the tech economy that's blowing up in New York City. And he said, well, maybe you could help me do that. So at first, we did a small show called New Tech City, which really was looking at how tech was changing the economy of New York City. But very quickly, it became clear that the story that really needed telling was how technology was changing the human experience. So we turned it into a show that got pretty popular called Note to Self. And it was really an exploration of how tech was changing for better and worse the ways that we do things every single day, from how we parent to how we fall in love to the work that we do. And since then, so we thought of Note to Self as the tech show about being human. And since then, I've also started another podcast called Zigzag, which is sort of the business show about being human, because I think technology has really changed the way that we build our careers and our companies. And people are interested in thinking, you know, how do we make sure that the impact that those careers and companies have doesn't just, you know, pay the bills, but how do we make sure it makes us sustainable for our planet, for our well-being, for our families and society's well-being? So, kind of the business twist on how humanity is being changed every day by virtue of this global economy.
I wanted to ask you a little more about Zigzag. You and the co-founder, Jen Poyant, left WNYC to start this podcast and your own company, Stable Genius Productions. How did that all come about, and was it a little bit scary to strike out on your own like that?
It was terrifying. Thank you for asking and reminding me, Brian. No, I think for us, it was, you know, I've been covering entrepreneurship for a very long time, and I kind of was like, I need to have some skin in the game here. I need to know what it's like to put yourself in a position of starting something from scratch with no backup. And we documented that terrifying experience in the first season of Zigzag. But we, you know, it takes a while to find your feet, whether that is making a podcast or starting a business. And I think, you know, as Jad Abumrad, the host of Radiolab, talks about it, that gut churn is actually an indication that you're in the right direction. So I think we have found what Zigzag needs to be about. Our listeners tell us that these are the issues that they are thinking about really hard, about how they're constantly changing careers, or that their company is putting pressure on them for about, you know, reaching certain quotas or quarterly returns, but they feel that it's not sustainable. How can we begin to make changes that make our lives more sustainable? So we're really listening to the listeners about what they need to hear, and that is something I really want to bring to TED Radio Hour as well. And I would invite people, you know, listen, give me some constructive feedback. What are things that you're thinking about? What do you want us to tackle? Because at the end of the day, public radio is a public service, and I really strongly believe that.
Wonderful. And before we say goodbye, Manoush, can you give us a little preview of your first episode as host of TED Radio Hour?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's about reinvention, this idea that you can take the good things of something that you like and maybe tweak the things that maybe need changing, or maybe just it's time to freshen them up, which is we're applying that to a city, the city of Stockton, which has been historically one of the poorest and literally called one of the most miserable cities to live in. The mayor has started to reinvent that city. We're talking to a billionaire who wants to reinvent capitalism, including changing what tax bracket he's in. He wants to pay up to 50% to 60% more in taxes. We're also talking to UCLA's former head coach of the women's gymnastics team about how she reimagined and reinvented what success was for her team, and it actually ended up winning them far more championships. She never thought that could happen. And this is a personal treat for me, Brian. We're talking to the lead singer of OK Go about how, if you don't know OK Go, they make these wild music videos, and their music is just fascinating. And he talks about the creative process and taking chords or concepts that you know and putting them in new context to come up with new ideas. So as you can hear in my voice, I am extremely psyched about this episode.
I think our listeners will be as well. Manoush Zomorodi, the new host of the TED Radio Hour, thanks so much for joining us. And of course, you can hear the TED Radio Hour on this public radio station this weekend. Manoush, thank you so much.
Oh, Brian, thanks for the opportunity.